These anti-vax protests are growing, and they're going to be outside of hospitals today. And there's hospitals around Ontario, for example, are beefing up security. Can you believe this? Security organization calling themselves the Canadian Frontline Workers have silent vigils in 10 provinces to critique public health measures put in place to curb the spread. We got federal leaders really mad about this. Mayors are really mad about this. Jagmeet Singh basically said this today, that he supports tougher sentences for anyone who threatens or harms a healthcare worker or a hospital patient. Listen to this.
What we're doing at the federal level to achieve this goal is that we would make it an aggravating element of a sentence if someone was in any way threatening a healthcare worker, threatening patients.
And Aaron O'Toole reflected the very same sentiment, doesn't like these protests.
These protests, this harassment of our frontline nurses, doctors, is completely unacceptable. We all owe a huge debt of thanks to our front lines, to those nurses, to the folks in our hospitals.
And Justin Trudeau will speak about this later today. What's going on here? Like, healthcare workers have risked their lives for Canadians, and vaccines work. There's not two sides to the vaccine story. You can question, were they tested? Yes. 27,000 Canadians are dead from COVID. Millions of people are dead from COVID. Businesses are bankrupt because of COVID. The deficit's up because of COVID. Now we have life-saving vaccines, and you've got people protesting the desire to get mandatory vaccines in. Like we would have mandatory vaccines to go to school. Nikki Skillen is an organizer of a Facebook group called Ontario Nurses United, an ICU nurse in the GTA. And Leah Waxman is an emergency department nurse and a co-organizer of the Nurses with a Sign, Nurses with a Sign 416 Instagram page. And Nikki and Leah, thank you for joining us. Nikki Skillen, what do you make of these protests?
I'm actually very disturbed by these protests. This group is organized by two nurses who have been fired from their jobs. They are not frontline workers. I think the main one is Kristen Nagel. She was the NICU nurse from London who, in the height of COVID over the winter, went to D.C. to protest COVID and the vaccine and lost her job. These are not frontline nurses. Frontline nurses are not in support of this. This is actually the most disrespectful thing I have honestly ever witnessed. COVID has brought this world to its knees, the entire world. We do have vaccines. I am fully vaccinated. I don't fully believe that we should be mandating and making people take the vaccine. It is their bodies. It is their choice. But obviously, if you're a healthcare worker, there's probably going to be consequences, like having to take some mandatory education, having to have a COVID swab once a week. We need to protect our public.
Yeah.
We have a lot of COVID patients right now. I have a lot of COVID patients in my facility. Each and every one of them is unvaccinated. We do not have even one vaccine in them. That's just my facility. So we are not seeing the vaccinated people. So obviously this vaccine is working.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say, first of all, and I'm going to bring in Leah, like, you guys are incredible. The fact that you're going through this, I know I'm on national radio here. And I got to watch my language. But the fact that you're putting up with this crap is so dangerous and so – it must be so exhausting. And after you're – and you're treating these people who, they're unvaccinated and they're still getting sick. Now, I'm not blaming people who can't get vaccinated for medical reason. I have nothing but
Absolutely.
Empathy and sympathy. And even if you're a conscientious objector for some religious reason, I don't get that, but I respect that. But
yeah.
Leah – like, these are people who have a life-saving vaccine, and I know they're saying, oh, there's nurses leading this. That is also kind of BS. What's your take on all this as an emergency department nurse in the GTA, Leah?
Well, I'm disturbed as well. I think it's quite misguided that they're protesting outside of hospitals and impairing people from accessing health care who need it. I don't see why, if they're protesting, they are not doing it at the government facilities. It doesn't make sense to me that they're doing it outside hospitals, other than the fact that if the nurses that are organizing this got fired by the hospitals, other than that, that doesn't make any sense to me.
What's it like to see those? What do you feel? Like what, Leo, like when you see it, or you have to walk through it, what's it like?
I haven't had to walk through it yet, but I've seen a lot of pictures, and actually we saw some threatening emails and posts about tomorrow with some weapons being brought up, so that was quite disturbing. It's stressful. I mean, you already have no staff, no nurses in general, and now you're having to walk through, I don't know what people are saying, probably hateful things. People are calling in sick, nurses are calling in sick because they don't want to deal with it and they feel threatened. Mm. And then you're even shorter of staff, which backs everything up throughout the city, EMS, calls, wait times, everything. It's just making a bad situation that much worse.
You know, and let me go back to Nikki Skill, an organizer of the Ontario Nurses United and the ICU nurse. Like, what's the message to these? Like, I don't care if I'm not for the government saying mandatory vaccines, but I don't mind vaccine passports. Like, I don't want an unvaccinated kid in my kid's school. Don't get on a plane if you're unvaccinated. Don't get on, unless you have a medical exemption. Don't get on a train. Like, I have no problem with all that stuff. I don't want someone knocking on my door who's unvaccinated. Like, Nikki, again, you don't have to do it, but why should you have the same right to possibly infect people and then put someone like you in danger where you're literally sitting around treating unvaccinated people? Like, I don't know what that's like as a nurse, knowing these people have actively refused to take a life-saving vaccine and then they end up in your ward.
It's, you know what? I'm tired. I'm tired of this. Like, these patients, like, you see these groups of people that say they're unvaccinated doing these protests, standing side by side, no mask. I guarantee those people are going to end up in our emergency room, and then they're going to end up in our ICUs. Our ICUs are filling up. Mine's full. Like, I am up. It's been a very rough weekend, these people are just going to make it all that worse. Like, the guy, like, I have to say thank you to our federal leaders for acknowledging this. Because this is not right. This is really not right. We did have the protesters at my hospital less than a week ago.
What was that like?
It was awful. They were, like, I could hear them from inside the hospital. They were very loud, very disruptive. You know, we had little seniors having to try and get through all these people. Like, it's not right. It has to stop. You know, like, I am fully for, if you want to protest something. I have been protesting. We did a protest last week at Yonge Dundas Square. We're protesting because we're losing nurses. We need retention in this province. We are losing our highly skilled, highly educated nurses that we need working at the bedside to care for our communities. And this is our most nurses in Ontario, this is being overshadowed, you know, and I'm really getting tired of hearing this is nurses that are doing this. These are nurses that have been lost their jobs.
Yeah.
They're not at the bedside, and I really, really take offense to them calling themselves nurses.
Yeah.
It's just more disrespect. It's another slap in the face. We've had enough.
Well, I'll tell you something. You've done Nikki Skillen and Leo Waxman. I'm getting a lot of people who want to call at 1-855-633-1010. Call me. I got to take a break. 1-855-633-1010 or 71010. But to Nikki Skillen and Leo Waxman, we are so with you. The hard work, the selflessness, and the dedication. Stay safe. And simply this, thank you.